Let's welcome Kevin Gush.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to the Action Team conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session with instructions being given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press star, then zero. As a reminder, this call is being recorded. And I would now like to turn the conference over to your host, Tanisha Smith. Please go ahead.
Great. Thank you so much, Chris. Thanks to everybody for joining tonight's call. As Chris shared, I'm Tanisha Smith, and I am the Volunteer Director with Volunteers of America. We're very excited. We're expecting about 15 schools to the call, and I know that we've got probably about 16 folks on the line right now. The call format is approximately 30 minutes in length with a question and answer period at the end. So we're just really excited to kick off another year of our conference call. And to get us started, please join me in welcoming George Grant to the call. George is a notable sportscaster who is currently a part-time broadcaster for the Cincinnati Reds. And certainly his love and knowledge of the game is so obvious, and his commitment and just genuine regard toward the Action Team program is no exception, and we're just delighted and pleased to have him with us. He's been the host of each Action Team call since they began, 5 years ago. So we're just really delighted to have him with us again tonight. And so with that, George, feel free to take it away.
Wow, 5 years, Tanisha. That's hard to believe. It's been so exciting for all of us that have been a part of this from the beginning. And as the half hour progresses, please, we want to remind you time and time again, this is your call. We want you to participate with us. We're so happy to touch from one end of the country to the other, from one ocean to the other, from the shores of the Atlantic to the shores of the Pacific, from Canada all the way down to the southern part of our great country. And we look forward to hearing from you, not just tonight, but during the course of the whole Action Team year, which will continue right through the school year. And just one brief update before we get rolling. I know this is a baseball call, too. Kansas City did beat Baltimore today. Hard to believe. The Royals sweep the Orioles 4-0 in the American League Championship Series, so they're heading to the World Series. And the Cardinals are leading the Giants 2-1 now in the second inning of their game out in San Francisco with that series, of course, on the West Coast, and then hopefully you'll head back to St. Louis, too. But we'll give you baseball updates. We'll give you updates about the world of our Action Team participants, and we're so excited today. In a couple of minutes, you'll hear from David Robertson of the New York Yankees, not just a great relief pitcher, but one of the people in our game that we're so happy to be associated with because he's devoted so much time and effort to the Action Team and to people in need every place he's been, from down in Alabama where he grew up all the way up to New York where he is right now. And in just a few minutes, we'll also hear from one of our great Action Teams that certainly has been an integral part of everything we've done from the beginning, and that is our Manatee Action Team, the Manatee School for the Performing Arts, and we'll hear about some of the good work that they've done. But to get things started, let's welcome Melissa Persaud of the Players Trust. Melissa, I know for you this is an exciting time, too, because this isn't just a night of a call. This is a year of work for you and all the great work that you do with the Players Trust.
Thanks, George. Yeah, it's been very exciting. We kicked off the school year with two Action Team training sessions, one in New York and one in Denver. I'm not sure if any of the participants on the call today attended those sessions, but we had a great turnout. And we're also excited to start the school year with our Action Team website, which we launched last spring. That's actionteam.org. And I just want to encourage everybody on the call to visit the site, to contribute blogs, photos, videos, profiles. You know, it's your site. We want to hear from you and make sure that the site reflects what you want it to reflect. And then I'd like to encourage everyone to apply for the Action Team Scholarship, the Action Team College Scholarship. And as George mentioned, you're going to be hearing from David Robertson, who's been very passionate about helping others in need. And in addition to the Action Team, he's been involved with the Trust really since the beginning of his career. And he's participated in our City Clinics program. He's been one of the co-hosts for our golf tournament to benefit Hurricane Sandy victims. And, you know, he's just a terrific guy. And so I'm looking forward to hearing from him and also to hearing from Manatee.
Thanks, Melissa. Very well put, as always. And also with us every week, every month on the call from Volunteers of America, Lyman Smith. Lyman, we haven't had a call since the school year ended, but that doesn't mean you haven't been busy at work. And I know you're so excited about this year for Volunteers of America.
Absolutely, George. And for Action Team, this is really our kickoff to the year right here. Of course, we did training sessions in New York and Denver. It's true. If I could, I'd like to just encourage everybody. I don't know how many of you students have had a chance to get out and look at our website. There's a couple of things I want to show you. This is your website. If you get on there and take a look at it, you're going to see pictures of your activities. You're going to see pictures of students from all over the country and the world. Also, this one slide, if you're able to see the slides on the PowerPoint, we have also a section that has student profiles, and that's basically team captains from all over the country. And if you're interested in that, it's real simple. All you got to do is just contact us at actionteam@mlbpa.org and let us know, yeah, you'd like to get your profile up on the website also. And also another section which has different news and events that are going on. You can see projects that are going on in all parts of the country. Be sure and send us what you're doing in your school so that we can add it to this calendar if it's not already up there. This is also a great place to get project ideas. And then, of course, blogs. We've already got some great ones from people in different cities. If you're a person that really likes doing that kind of thing, send us yours at actionteam@mlbpa.org. Send us your blog, and we'll see if we can get it up there. The website is a great place also where we can take your videos, the videos that we've created with the ball players, and get them all up so everybody across the country and world can see what you're doing. So this is send us those videos and photos. This year we've got a new format for our email newsletter, and Natalie's been working on that and done a really nice job. This will come out every month, and it'll list all different activities and things that are highlights in the program. So keep your eyes open for that one. Also, if you guys are doing an event and you need some T-shirts, you don't have any yet, let us know your size is the quantity that you need, and email us telling us your school name, what your upcoming event is, and send us an email to actionteam@mlbpa.org, and we'll get you T-shirts. And they are in multiple colors like this. We'll send you a real mix. All right, you guys, this is your program. This is your website. And for tonight, it's so important to realize this is your call. Later on, we'll be doing a Q&A, a chance where you can talk and ask questions of Manatee High School about their projects, or our guest tonight, if you have questions about baseball or about the service that he does. So you guys, have a great call. Thanks a lot. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You too.
Thanks, Lyman. As usual, you've been right up on top of things, and you sure have been busy. And we want to welcome our Major League Baseball guest of tonight, and that is David Robertson of the New York Yankees. Not just a great pitcher, and you know his story. He grew up in Florida, in Alabama, lives in Florida now, but grew up in the Tuscaloosa area, went to the University of Alabama, was an All-American and an All-SEC performer at Alabama. From there, drafted by the Yankees, went to the Yankees, and he served as a setup man for probably the greatest closer of all time. That's Mariano Rivera. And now he's taken over as closer of the New York Yankees and has done such an exceptional job, not just on the field, but off the field, even more importantly, from our standpoint, the way he's involved in the community with his wife, Erin, in the way they've donated time, effort, and money, not just from a baseball perspective, but also down in Alabama and in places like Texas and Oklahoma and New York and New Jersey. We'll talk about some of those areas with him in a moment. But first, David, I just got to ask you, are you a little surprised that Kansas City beat Baltimore in four straight in the American League Championship Series?
Yes, I am very surprised. I thought the Baltimore Orioles were probably the best team in the American League this year, and I can't believe they lost four straight games to Kansas City.
I remember sitting with Joe Girardi at during the course of the year, and of course you're used to being in the postseason. You know, for four straight years you made it to the postseason with the Yankees. The last two you haven't. And the one thing that we both mentioned was you get to October, it's not the best team that always wins; it's the team that plays the best in October, and it looks like that's what Kansas City's doing.
Absolutely. Anything can happen in the postseason whenever you get there. It's tough. There's so much pressure is on every single game, every single pitch, every single swing that you never know who's going to come out on top, and it looks like the Kansas City Royals were just gritty enough to take it to the Baltimore Orioles.
Does the bullpen become even more critical in October?
I believe so. Teams with strong bullpens tend to do really well in the postseason. You know, when you have guys that can lock down the late innings of a ball game, you can really change the momentum and give your team the best opportunity to win a ball game.
David, I know from your baseball perspective, I was there when John Wetland was a closer for the Yankees, and Mariano Rivera came in and served as his setup man. He learned so much from John Wetland, and back then John Wetland said, this guy's going to be even better than I was, and he sure proved to be correct. And Mariano said the same thing about you. You served as his setup man, and then you finally got to take the reins this year. How impressive and how important was it to learn from a guy like Mariano Rivera?
Oh, it was everything for me. He changed my career. He was just such a wonderful guy to be around all day at the field. I hung around him as much as he would let me before I got on his nerves and just tried to soak in all the knowledge that he had. I mean, the guy knew so much about baseball. I mean, he didn't exactly do anything that was really overwhelming, but he was just so smart out there and so calm and composed when he took the mound. He had one pitch, and he was exceptional with it. And, you know, I learned a lot. I learned a little bit about how he throws the baseball. But, you know, just being around him and having a good influence like him to guide me in my life was a lot of help.
And I can't let you get away from a baseball perspective without talking about a young man who I covered when he was in high school. And, in fact, the Cincinnati Reds, the team I broadcast for, had the draft pick before the Yankees. They didn't pick Derek Jeter, but the Yankees did. And Derek Jeter just wrapped up a 20-year career. How special a man is he? And what did you learn from him about the game of baseball, too?
The one thing I can say that Derek does really well is he plays the game the right way. He plays hard every day. He's very approachable on and off the field. He has fun with the fans, and he just brings a great personality to the clubhouse. I mean, you can't ask for anything better than Derek Jeter playing shortstop for the New York Yankees. He's just the captain of the team and a great face of baseball. I mean, I had a wonderful time playing with him. It's going to be really, really sad next year when he's not there, but, you know, I'm glad that I got to see him in his final days in Yankee pinstripes.
And much like yourself, he spent a lot of time touching people on the Yankee team and all around the game of baseball. And I think you and your wife, Erin, have done exactly that. You started your own charitable organization, High Sox for Hope. It initially started back in your hometown of Tuscaloosa after the tornado strikes of 2011, but it's expanded from there to the tornado strikes and the floods from 2012, and then 2012, the Hurricane Sandy. You came and helped in relief efforts to people in the New York, New Jersey area, and it's continued right on through. How did you, number one, develop the idea and develop the feeling that this was important in your life?
Well, first of all, the tornado that hit Tuscaloosa was really devastating. I mean, it took out 15% of my town, you know, the town that I grew up in, you know, all the streets that I drove down as a kid, going to high school, going to ball games, football games. They had all changed. Everything was gone. Restaurants that I grew up eating in, people I knew lost their houses. It was really tough for me, and it really hurt when I got down there, even a month after the tornado had hit, and saw all the devastation. So for me, it was a no-doubter that I had to do something to help. And it took us a little while to get off the ground, but we found our niche, and we figured out how to help people. We've been able to furnish houses for, you know, hundreds of families. We've even been able to bring up a few houses, you know, for families that were really in need that lost everything, because people forget that when a natural disaster comes through, that not just, you know, a month or two after everything's cleaned up or, you know, 6 months afterwards, that everything's all healed and good. No, these people have lost everything. They've lost all their belongings in their homes. So for us, we try to do as best we can to get them settled back in and get them back into the normal everyday routine of life. And you know, the same thing happened with Hurricane Sandy. These families up in New York and in New Jersey were just crushed. I mean, they had this, you know, it was a different kind of, it wasn't a tornado, it was a hurricane, but it was the same thing happened. These people lost all their belongings. So for us, whenever we worked with other foundations that were able to, you know, bring up a house or get a house, you know, renovated and ready to go, you know, we were swooping in and putting furniture in there to try to get them back in their home as quickly as possible and get them settled and get them back to their everyday routine. Because, you know, I've seen the damage firsthand and I know how bad it is, and it hurts when you see families that don't have the stuff that they're used to. So you want to make them comfortable and get them back in their house, and I just enjoy seeing a new family come in and find new furniture and realize that their life is starting over again.
I know it took you a while to decide where you could help, and on the phone call tonight are so many action team groups from around the country that have done the same thing that you're doing in their local communities. And sometimes it's a small effort, sometimes it's a large effort. Isn't it important just to do what you can do where you are to touch people in your local community?
Absolutely. You know, anytime you can help someone out in need, you're going to feel better about it when you go home and go to sleep, because it's always nice. If you have the time and the capabilities, it's worth it to reach a helping hand out and help out someone who's in need.
Mom and Dad start you on that road? Did you learn that early in your life?
Absolutely. When you grow up in Alabama with the Southern hospitality, it sticks with you.
What did they teach you the most about giving back?
Giving back, just always do it with a smile and make sure that you're being as much help as possible, and don't do something, you know, that you're not going to be proud of.
I know Gary Tuck, who's your catching coach and spends a lot of time with you out in the bullpen. When I've talked to him, he said the one thing that has impressed him about you and your teammates is that you've got a great relationship of people who will help each other out in working in the community. And isn't that true in a school, too, as a member of a team or in a school? Sometimes if you can get together, you can push other people towards doing good for their community, for their team, for their school, for their area. It takes a few people to come together and make it happen.
Absolutely. It's 100% a team effort, and you have to be tight-knit. And just like a baseball team, we're around each other all the time. You know, friends and groups and schools and all that, they need to be together and be on the same page and keep pushing each other in the right direction so that everyone stays on the right path and the right things get done.
We'll come back and talk a little bit more with you, but we want to introduce you and introduce everybody on the call to our action team of the month, and the team captains and our coordinator from Manatee School for the Performing Arts is with us. Gang, how are you doing down there?
Great. How are you?
Tell us who's with us.
I'll start. My name is Kevin Gush, and I'm the coordinator for Manatee Action Team.
And I am Danny Polakowski, one of the captains.
I'm Jen Arcus. I'm also one of the captains.
I'm Taran Payne. I am a captain as well.
I'm Cassandra Yerger. I'm a captain.
I'm Abby Warden, also captain.
It sounds like you got a great group down there. Kevin, tell us a little bit about your school and about what you guys have done down in Manatee.
Well, we are a school for the arts, so we try to incorporate the arts into all of our core curriculum. And we just got a real great bunch of kids who, you know, excel not only academically, but excel in the arts and dancing and singing and playing instruments. So that's what we're about.
How have you translated that into helping touch your community?
You want to go to Cassandra?
Yeah, go ahead, Daniel.
I have incorporated all of the things that we do in Action Team by just getting out there, and it's helped me become a better person overall. And I don't know, I love helping people, and making people smile, like you said. That's the main goal in life, is to be happy. So my main goal is to help you be happy.
I know that the town of Palmetto honored you for the work that you did at some of the local parks. Was that pretty special for you?
Yes, it was. We try our best to get out there and get recognized so that we can make our so-called family of Action Team bigger and bigger, and so that we can show not only our county but the world that we can change. We can change the environment. We can change the future generations, and we can change ourselves just by helping others.
Maybe some of you guys can chime in with the moments that really touched you in either working with some of the senior citizens you work with or in working on your parks. Tell us a story.
Well, for me personally, this year I've gotten the opportunity to organize my own event, and I think that was the biggest impact for me personally because I realized that I can do change by myself. I can start it, and I can spark it, and I can run it. And it's more about leadership and doing what you feel makes an impact, like what you personally think would make an impact, and having a huge support group to support you. I don't know. It's really taught me that even as an individual, I can make change.
Maybe somebody can tell us how you use music to do that.
If I could chime in real quick. We perform at least four times a year at retirement homes, and basically we go in there and we perform with the old folks for an hour, and we shine some light into their lives, and they really appreciate it, and we're really involved with that. Anybody else want to chime in?
In the retirement homes, when we perform, I feel like they're very touched with just us being there. Even if we didn't perform, us visiting with them, I can tell them it makes their life a little happier and a little better. But music really helps people, especially when they're sick. It's not just me, like me saying this. It's a scientific fact. And I feel like our group coming there makes their days, makes their week a little better, a little brighter, just a little happy moment.
David, it sounds like this group at Manatee has it working out pretty good, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, that takes it takes a lot of time and effort to do the things they're doing, and they're all committed, and it works out great that they're helping out in the community and reaching out there.
Any of you guys have any questions that you might like to pose to David?
I got one. I am a diehard Baltimore Oriole fan. What am I supposed to do? Oh, goodness gracious.
Hey, I don't know what to tell you. Believe me, I thought they were the team to win. But it just didn't work out. It's tough in the playoffs. Believe me, I've been there before, and I've been swept in the playoffs. It's not fun. It's not fun. It just happens.
Well, even though I'm an Oriole fan, I still really appreciate you and all the great stuff that you've done. And also, I mean, we're talking with an original anchor up here, Mr. Grand, so I'm nothing but happy.
Thanks, Kevin, and thanks for all you do. Let's turn it back to Tanisha so we can open it up for everybody from Manatee and some of our other Action Team members that are out there that may have some questions for David or for any of us. Tanisha, back to you.
Great. Thanks so much, George. So in an effort to make sure everybody has a chance to ask a question, we want to be sure to give you some options. One is you can certainly just ask a question via phone, and Chris, our moderator, will help to explain how you can do that. Otherwise, for those of you that are online, there are a couple options there as well. You can type into the chat box if you have a question, and we can just share that either for David if it's for Manatee, or you can use the raise your hand feature as well online. So, and also we'd like to ask you to identify your name and your school when you do ask the questions. That would be great. Chris, if you'd like to kind of share how they can do that.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then one on your phone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question or comment, please press star one at this time. And Taryn Payne has a question. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, this is for David. I'm a diehard Yankee fan, and I was just wondering how the change is going to be without the captain there, just as a team and everything. Just how is that transition going to be?
It's going to be different, but I can tell you one thing. Baseball always moves on. Every time a great legend leaves the game, like Mariano or Derek or Andy Pettit, you notice that they're gone, but you still have a job to do. And the clubhouse and the field will change a little bit, but the game's going to continue. I mean, but, you know, I think the biggest change is going to be for fans not seeing number two out there at shortstop anymore. That's going to be the hardest thing. That's where it's really going to hit home. But, you know, it'll change a little bit, but not too bad. I think the fans are going to realize it more.
Yeah, and one more quick question.
Shoot.
Are you still a Bama fan?
Happy you asked that. Of course. Roll Tide.
How'd you feel about the loss to Missouri State, I think?
The Ole Miss, yeah.
Ole Miss, yeah.
I couldn't sleep. It happened. It's about
all
like
right,
the Orioles losing, you know, for an Oriole fan. It was tough. It was tough break for me.
Well, Roll Tide, right?
Yeah, Roll Tide.
That's great.
And if anyone else has a question, please press star one on your phone keypad. And we will go to the line of Blake Spelling with Woodland Hills, California. Please go ahead.
Hi, David. I had a question.
Hey. Go ahead.
What was it like your first stepping on the mound at like Yankee Stadium for your first ever like relief appearance?
Oh man, it was very nerve wracking. I was shaking really bad inside. I don't think the camera could quite catch it, but I thought my knees were going to give out on me because I had 56,000 fans watching me, and all eyes are on me because I'm throwing the baseball, and I was a nervous wreck out there. But I somehow managed to get some outs and get back to the dugout and catch my breath. And the weirdest thing about pitching in your first outing is I couldn't remember anybody I faced or anything that happened. I couldn't remember any pitch I threw the second I got off the field. I had to go back and watch it to see what happened.
That's pretty cool.
Just rushed by.
And then also just one more quick question.
Okay.
With Jeter and Mariano Rivera leaving, who do you think is going to be like? Who do you think is going to become like the new face of the Yankees?
I'm not sure on that, to be honest with you. I'm not sure who's even going to be there next year. The team keeps changing so much, and the team chemistry is a lot different. I know there's a lot of guys out there. I don't know if we'll ever have another captain or a face. I think we're just going to be a collective group of guys who play hard and try to win. I don't know if any one person is just going to stand out on the team.
Sounds good.
Hey, Blake, by the way, just to let you know, David struck out the first guy he faced as a major league pitcher. I think it was Oliver Perez of the Mets, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was the pitcher.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to tell him that. You didn't have to tell him that.
It still counts. It goes in the books as a strikeout.
That's right.
Pretty cool.
Well, thank you.
And if there are any additional questions, please press star one. We'll go, Danielle, do you have a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Please go ahead.
This is for Mr. David.
Okay.
I was wondering if you would like to, like, come and hang out with the Action Team down here. Maybe we could get on the paper together or something.
Possibly. I'm not going to be down in Florida, actually, till November. I'd have to check and see. I know I'm going to be in Orlando in early December, but I'd have to look and see what my schedule looks like, but that's definitely a possibility.
All right. Okay, thank you.
All right, no problem.
And we have a question from Art Filazar in Maui, Hawaii. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Aloha. This is Michael Laval from St. Anthony Junior Senior High School. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks. I have a question for Manatee High School, an action team captain, perhaps?
Yes.
Being that you're a performing arts school, could you give us some specific suggestions on how to incorporate performing arts, such as music or drama, into your community service?
You could go out into your community, look for specific places, let's say a retirement home, your local retirement home, your local park. You can sing, you can put on, like, performances and plays, and make sure to advertise it. And it doesn't have to be a charity. It doesn't have to be for money. Like I said earlier, our main goal is to make people smile. So if you at least make one person smile with your performances, your goal has been completed.
Thank you, and may I ask what you guys have planned this year?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm sorry. Yes, we have a performance coming up on December 20th. We have another performance on February 21st and April 11th.
That sounds great. Thank you for your question, or for answering my question.
Hey, Kevin, before you get off on that, would you just maybe tell some of the action teams about how you go about contacting, for instance, senior centers or people like that and organizations like that to make yourselves available to them?
Sure, George. Basically, we started off by cleaning neighborhoods, and we just grew and grew and grew by word of mouth. Basically, what I do is I go around the retirement homes. I get contacted by a lot of agencies, including the city of Palmetto, where we are contracted to clean four parks. And we just got commended for that, so that was really cool. So a lot of the stuff really comes to me at this point.
Great. Keep up the great work, man.
Thank you.
And I have no further questions in queue. Please continue. Oh, I'm sorry. Art in Maui, Hawaii has re-queued up. Please go ahead.
Aloha. My name is Jonathan Ibanez, and I'm action team captain at St. Anthony Junior Senior High School, and I have a question for Mr. David Robertson.
Okay, man, shoot.
I noticed that the title of your organization is High Socks for Hope, and I was wondering how you came up with that name.
Well, if you've ever seen me in a baseball uniform, I wear my pants up so that my socks show. And it's just kind of, it's been kind of a weird thing because most guys in the big leagues don't really wear their pants like that anymore. And when we were trying to come up with a name, we were trying to think of something that kind of stood out, that, you know, kind of showed who I was. And my wife and I were like, how about High Socks for Hope? It sounds good. And at least then, you know, then people can realize, oh, that's the guy who does that, the one who wears his pants up, is David Robertson. So that's how we started with that name.
Very cool. Thank you for answering my question.
No problem.
David, maybe you can elaborate on that a little bit in the clubhouse, because different teams do different things. Sometimes it's a fashion statement. Sometimes if a team's on a losing streak, they'll all decide to wear their socks high or their socks low. Tell us about how that's worked on the Yankees.
Oh, man, I tell you what, I've had some guys who are superstitious on our team before. And I think about 3 years ago, I have a pair of long pants that I keep for when it's really cold outside, and I wear them for batting practice and stuff. And I was like, how about, should I wear these down one day? Since I think we lost like four games in a row, but I was like, absolutely. So I wore them down. And I bet, I mean, the Twitter flowed in, people asking questions, couldn't believe I had my pants down. And from then on, I was like, okay, I'll keep them up from now on. You know, I'm not superstitious personally, but there's you know, I got goaded into doing it one time, and I haven't done it since. It's weird. Guys think that changes how the baseball game is going to play out, is how you look, which is pretty funny to me.
Who are the most superstitious guys on your club?
I don't know if we've got any really that bad this year. We have a lot of guys who have some weird things they have to do before the game, but not this year. This last year, we didn't really have any of those guys who were you know, changing things up. I mean, there's not a whole lot you can change with the Yankee uniform without getting in trouble. But not too many this year. Maybe Derek was a little superstitious. He always ate the same thing before a game when he was playing, which is kind of weird.
Do you have any superstitions that you do before a game?
I am the least superstitious person you'll ever meet. I don't believe that anything you do before the game or how you dress or any of that is going to change anything when I actually get into the game, because I don't worry about anything but throwing strikes and getting on the glove and getting my three outs and getting my job done.
David, you've done a tremendous job with that, not just closing out games on the field, being a great teammate, but helping to make your community better and people around you better. Any final words for our Action Team members today before we sign off?
Not too much. I would just say, guys, don't ever stop doing what you're doing. Always look for new ways to help out. You never know when good opportunities are going to present themselves that you might end up finding a niche somewhere and something that you really enjoy doing. So just always keep an open mind whenever you're doing something and try to bring a smile to everyone's face, and do not ever be scared to reach out a helping hand to someone who's in need.
Any words of encouragement for Nick Saban, the Alabama football coach?
Oh, gosh, geez. I think Nick's doing a great job. It's just the team needs to start winning. You're going to give me high blood pressure if I keep watching these games.
David, thanks so much. Congratulations to you for all the great work you've done, and to your wife, Erin, too. And we look forward to seeing you this coming year.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me, Grant.
Back to you, Tanisha.
Great. Thanks so much, George. We did get one final question from Manatee High School from Ethan Galloway. He wanted to know, how would you go about getting members, or how would they go about getting members for their first Action Team at Volunteer High School? So they just wanted to kind of, Ethan and Alex are curious about what Manatee would suggest in terms of encouraging others to join the Action Team within their school.
All right. Someone of you take it.
Well, for us, I found that after we started putting ourselves out in the community and everybody at school heard about what we were doing, I've had numerous amounts of people. Like, I can't even count how many people have come up to me this year just hearing about what Action Team has done and asking to join. So basically, just put yourself out there and people will come to you.
Great.
To add to that, also encourage volunteer hours. Talk about how fun your activities are going to be and what you'll do, and just the volunteer hours is an incentive to get them to join, because volunteer hours makes you feel like a better person and will make the community better.
And I did get another question on the phone line, and that is back to Maui, Hawaii. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Michael Laval again from St. Anthony Junior Senior High School. Before we sign off, we just wanted to wish everyone an early happy Halloween, and mahalo and aloha from Maui.
Thank you, you too.
Aloha.
I love it.
To Janice, too, out in Maui.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for joining today's call, and we certainly want you to stay tuned to the next newsletter so you can find out when the next call in November will take place. We look forward to hearing from everyone once again. But thanks for joining tonight's kickoff call for the 2014-2015 Action Team school year. So we're excited about what's to come and hearing from you all and seeing photos and videos and all of those things. So please be sure to send them our way, and also kind of upload to Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of that, just so we can keep in touch with what's going on and what you guys are doing. So thanks again to everyone, and have a great evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.